Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This Friday, as Boston Public Schools close their doors for the summer, students, staff, and administrators also bid farewell to their superintendent. Carol Johnson has led the city schools for the past 6 years, and this morning we offer an exit interview of sorts. We met up with Superintendent Johnson at her office as she was still rushing between meetings. She told us leaving is bittersweet, but said it's the right decision.
When you keep a schedule that feels like 24/7, 365, you kind of look forward to it. There's got to be a different way to do this. There's got to be other things that I can contribute without the intensity that I work. So I'm hopeful to do some other things, but not necessarily at the intense level that I work today.
You had a lot of success in Boston. Graduation rates are at the highest level ever, 66%. Dropout rates have fallen to 6%. You've increased art and music programs. What are you most proud of?
What I'm proud of is that we have increased access and opportunity for lots of kids who otherwise are new to this country, are non-English speaking, families are poor, who are first-generation college goers. Now we have to sort of take it to the next level beyond sort of access and opportunity, because you're giving kids more access and opportunity to advanced placement courses, but we have to make sure that they graduate from high school ready to do college-level work.
Of all that you've done or all you've tried to do, what's the most vexing problem that remains unsolved or under-solved?
It's probably the same answer. I'm proud of the progress we've made with closing the achievement gap. I'm sad about the fact that we haven't closed the achievement gap. So I would say both. You never feel like you're done. I'm proud that we raised the graduation rate. But really, we're still under 80% students graduating in a four-year period. We still have much more work to do in getting kids ready for vocational and technical areas. That's an area where I wish we could have moved faster.
During your tenure, you were engaged in a long set of contract negotiations with the Boston Teachers Union. The talks ran on for 2 years. And in the end, you were largely unable to get the longer school day that you wanted. Do you think that the Teachers Union stymied some of the reform plans that you've had over the years?
Well, I think that the Teachers Union supported time, but they wanted us to pay for it at a rate that would not have been sustainable or fiscally responsible. So I think that what we've done is we found new and more creative ways to extend time through the summer, through after school, during spring and winter breaks, so that students are getting more of the time that they need.
You, forgive me, but you successfully avoided talking about the teachers' union itself. Was dealing with the union at least occasionally frustrating?
Well, absolutely dealing with, I think here's how I would frame it. The world has changed. The demands for excellence for all, not for some, that demand requires us to revisit how we organized schools, how we've organized teaching, and how we use time. So it's really time, people, and resources we have to revisit. And I think that...
Are you saying the union stuck in the past?
Well, I think that the leadership of the teachers' union has to work in partnership with the school district to address the needs of students for the 21st century. The union has to recognize that business as usual is not the place we can find ourselves. I think teachers understand that. And I think our teachers are working extraordinarily hard, and I'm proud of the success that we've had.
Hindsight, of course, can be perfect. And I say that because I want to ask you this. You've taken some knocks a few times over the years for plans that you put forth on various subjects that you had to reevaluate after taking some public and some administrative criticism, so to speak, including the school reassignment proposal or your plans to close or consolidate a number of schools. Is there anything that you would have done differently to get your agenda passed in hindsight?
I can think of numerous things I could have done differently and better. On the other hand, I also believe this, that it's okay to promote and propose something that the community says, no, I reject that. We reject that. That's not what we want. You do have to be careful that you spend enough time talking to the community, but at the end of the day, you come out with an advocacy position that's all about the children, not about the adults.
You said once that you never wanted to be a superintendent, that you always loved teaching. Do you think that you might end up back in a classroom as a teacher?
Well, you know, every time I go into a third or fourth grade classroom, I'm tempted, I have to admit. I love what I do, but having said that, my favorite grade of all to teach is fourth grade. And yes, I could see myself teaching fourth grade again. I would love that too.
Advice for the city in choosing the next school superintendent? You know what the system needs. You know how the city works. What does the city need in terms of the next superintendent?
Boston is a great city, and I really don't think it'll have any trouble attracting great talent. Obviously, people will want to know who's the mayor, and they'll want to know about the school committee, because a lot of times my colleagues, when I talk to them, they want to work with a supportive school committee, because this is hard work. And so you have to work with people who want to be collaborative with you, who want to make a difference.
Carol Johnson, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and very, very good luck to you.
Thank you so very much, Bob. Great to talk to you.